Paula Quinn. Marty Quinn. How's it going, mate?
What's up, guys?
Working a late shift, are you?
Someone's got to clean up after you guys.
Quinn.
Oi,
come on then. You not having one yourself then?
No, I'm trying to cut back.
You heard from the school then, didn't you? Down you go.
Office is up top.
Hi, Mom.
What, Quinn? How are you, Mike?
All right, mate.
You been smoking?
Oh, I told you. I only smoke when I've been drinking.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Quinn, what is it?
You've got something you want to show me. You know what it says. Scholarship was worth 3,000 a year. We don't have that sort of money.
Maybe we could ask Dad to pay. Sorry.
Karen.
What?
Got a problem at number 4. Jess says it's hit some sort of a void.
She hasn't a clue what she's doing. Hey, Quinn. And what brings you to the asshole of the world?
You're passing through it. What's that make you?
Huh. Yeah. Why don't you go inside and have a wee look?
Safe conditions.
Here, let's look at this void.
It's unsafe.
Mom, we've got to go.
No, we've got to do this first. Open your eyes. Open them up. Open them.
Give me that.
Oh.
Mom? Mom? Mom?
I've kept this for years. Because someday it'll be up to you. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to understand. Knowledge is the only weapon we've got left. In the beginning, it was ignorance that destroyed us. I saw the first. But soon the world saw millions. No one knew how they spawned so fast. They swarmed like locusts, burning everything in their path, driven by one purpose: to feed. Even then, we couldn't believe they were real. Ancient man had made them into myths. But nature had made something far more terrible. Too late, our scientists discovered their true identity. A species which had burned the dinosaurs to dust, whose ash had brought on ice ages, who in eons past had scorched the world clean of life, then starved, then slept, waiting for the Earth to replenish itself, waiting to start their cycle anew. Our weapons shot fire back at them, yet for every one of them killed, 100 took its place. They seemed invulnerable. We could only look on as our leaders used their greatest arsenal to destroy them. But in the end, we only helped them. So the world burned. And the few of us that were left fled the cities, found shelter where we could. You have to understand our past, because you will decide our future. They're starving now, and they're more dangerous than ever. But we have to go on. We have to outlast them. Only one species is getting out of this alive.
Quinn!
Come and have a look at this.
Straight drop now from the water tower. You just pull the plug, 500 gallons per minute hits the walls.
I don't care about the specs, Jerry. 1200 centigrade, can it take it?
Yeah, of course it can. Remember, I used to build blast furnaces for a living. I know all about fire.
Of course you do. Sorry, mate. Nice one.
Eddie's on Psycho.
Jared?
Yeah, Quinn?
Keep him out of here. No slacking!
You heard him. No slacking. Go.
Me and a few others. We're going harvesting, Quinn.
No, you're not. It's not ready. We spoke about this. Half the stuff's not ripe. You pick it now, it won't germinate. That means no seeds. That means nothing to plant next season.
There won't be a next season. We'll be starved to death.
What is this? We can do it, Eddie. We decided, all of us, you as well. Dig in. Work together. Outlast them.
Kids can't eat hope, Quinn. Edinburgh's gone. We haven't heard from Pembury or Norwich in 2 years. We're on our own, Quinn.
Yeah, we know that. That's why we have to hang on. Maybe we are all that's left.
8 years I've listened to you. And for what? Two kids and a wife buried on the road. I'm not losing these, Quinn. Not when there's food out there.
Sorry, Eddie. You're not going anywhere.
Give me the keys,
Quinn. You bloody take them from me.
It's a community, not a prison.
Eddie, you can argue as much as you like. It makes no difference.
The point is, if you go out those gates, then you jeopardize this community. You can stay out there, because you're not coming back.
Join me, the Black Knight says, and we can end this conflict forever.
Never. I'll never join you, the White Knight says. You killed my father.
The Black Knight stares through the holes in his shiny mask. And he speaks words that burn into our hero's heart forever. I am your father.
Did you make that up, Mr. Quinn?
Of course I did.
All right, kids. Time for bed.
No!
No! Tomorrow, Nana, prayers first.
Tomorrow! I'm the
Lion King! Nana, tomorrow, prayers first.
Okay. Ready? What do we do when we wake?
Keep both eyes on the sky.
What do we do when we sleep?
Keep one eye on the sky.
What do we do when we see him?
Dig hard, dig deep.
Run for shelter and never look back.
Well done, guys. Bedtime. Bedtime.
Good night.
Hello, Liam.
Willem says it's dragon breath.
Don't you listen to him, it's just the wind. Okay.
AJ, alarm.
Get ready.
Go! Come on! Keep going! Come on!
doesn't care about us. He just wants the damn ash off that field.
Creedy's one and only black label, aged 2 weeks in a steel barrel. Now the secret, swallow them fast, that way it just burns your stomach and not your throat.
Oh. Go on. Sip it and weep.
Poor bastard.
Huh? Who, Eddie?
Father's not meant to bury his kids, it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have had to if he'd just listened, would he?
No, Creedy, maybe he was right. It's easier to square your shoulders and bury when you don't have kids. Maybe there won't be another harvest.
No, not now we have the crop gone. God knows how we're going to get through.
You remember when we got out and bringing 80, 90% of it? Not anymore. Not in the last few years. They're hungrier too.
Hey. You're not giving up on me, are you?
I just thought we could hang on. Somehow we'd make it through.
This is a national civil defense alert for all who can hear this.
No choice but to authorize the use of nuclear weapons.
Hey, Barlow, I got voices.
AJ, what are you smoking?
I'm not messing with you, Barlow. Take a look.
Oh, look at what? She's not moving.
Forget the bird and use the scope, you wanker!
Marauders. Years since we've seen them. Ah, look on the bright side. At least we're not alone.
one thing worse than a dragon. Americans.
Who's in charge?
Well, that'll be you then.
Anything happens, you know what to do.
No, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Responsible for this place.
Who are you?
Name's Van Zandt, Kentucky Irregulars.
You're a long way from home, Van Zandt. You lost?
Rebuilt the National Guard C-5A. Flew it 8,000 miles on two engines and tried to set it down on the old strip outside of Manchester. Lost 122 men and most of my fuel. We need shelter. The place to refit artillery. We'll be out of your hair by 1,800 hours tomorrow.
That's a good story. Especially the bit about the plane, but there hasn't been anything in the air for 20 years. That's their territory.
That's my territory. That's your territory. They're just renting it.
Turn around, Van Zandt.
Don't be a fool. We can do this easy, or we can do it real easy. Twice it came in on us, and twice it missed the heart of us. And that's when I had an epiphany. You see, they have great vision in the day. They have even better vision at night. But in the failing light, they can't focus. Magic out. Etched in American history because the outlaw Dalton boys were killed there. Ordinary townsfolk rose up and took them down.
Maybe you're the Dalton boys.
I know. We're the townsfolk.
You try anything, I'll kill you.
Quinn.
sure you've got a perfectly good explanation for this. But I'm buggered if I know what it is.
Dragon's Flyer.
A what?
It's a Dragon Slayer!
Oh, he's a Dragon Slayer. Oh, good. I suppose that makes you King Arthur, does it? Christ almighty, Quinn. I mean, even if you believe that, and you'd have to be an imbecile, do you not think we'd be easy meat for these guys?
You weren't there.
Look at this guy, look. Look, I mean, he looks like a rogue marine. You remember those guys? Oh, yeah, sure. They blew up plenty of dragons in their time, but they also took half the world
you
with them.
You weren't there. So it's ice cream.
In a 30-mile grid in every direction, nothing. Could be on the moon, Temp.
Gwen, this is Alexander Jensen, U.S. Cavalry.
Oh, I'm Creedy.
Hey.
How you doing? Creedy?
Denton Van Zandt.
All right.
Excuse me.
Who are they?
Archangels.
Huh?
17 seconds. As they jump from the chopper, that's their life expectancy.
You never thought of giving them parachutes?
They're not much help, they're a bowler, man.
What?
Bolognese were used by gladiators to snare other men.
Not men, dragons.
So, you guys jump out the chopper and use a net to snare dragons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, sure, yeah, I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
Three watches, 8 hours each. All the kids in the shelter. Rifles on the keeping walls.
Excuse me, aren't you forgetting who let them in?
I mean, I trust them.
All right, guys.
Brewed a fresh pot, if that's what you're looking for.
A whetstone, actually.
Sure.
Is that your son?
No. Got him from the pound.
Hmm. Is that where you get all your children?
Found him in a village near Bray. 3 years old. Sitting with his mum. He kept trying to wake her up. She'd been there for days. We're making our way up here, a few of us, me, Creedy and Barlow. No idea how we're gonna survive anyway. I grabbed him. What else was I gonna do?
Leave him. Most men would have. Especially back in the early years. Everybody's just running for their lives.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Regretted it ever since, of course.
doing here? What do you want?
You want to know anything you ask, Monsan?
Do you read me?
AJ?
Can you hear anything?
Fazan's trying to take it on quick.
Using some kind of 3D mapping device.
If they don't get that third vertical up, Alex is flying blind.
Fazan, what's going on? I'm at altitude. We're flying up here.
Can you give me some time?
Having trouble with the third part.
Thank you.
Sergeant!
Who is this? When was Piscatella?
He's gone.
Are you ready to ride? Because you got about 30 seconds till the bitch is on top of you. You bring her to me. You're the bait, Gwen. 1,600 pounds of horse flesh rider right down my throat. You read me? Ride the north road to the quarry. Bring her to me, Gwen.
I'm coming.
Here we go.
Country that has heroes, huh?
I say pity the country that needs them.
What are you celebrating? One dragon down, three men dead? Oh, yeah. At that rate, we might just be getting somewhere in about 320 years. Is that what you want? Accommodation. These beasts live on ash. They feed on death. There's no middle ground. Not for them. Not for us. And sure as hell not for my men who died out there today.
Bury our dead at dawn.
What are you doing here, Quinn?
You're standing on ground where I've buried hundreds. This is my home. I'm asking the questions. What are you doing here?
I lead you. You follow.
Alex is the keeper of the dead, Quinn. She's our memory. So when this thing is over, she's gonna build a wall with those things, and unfortunately, it's gonna be a very long wall. I'm out of resources, Quinn. I'm out of men.
Alex, tell him.
You see the one we brought down, the big ball?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. It was a female. There was at least one egg, probably more. We've hit over 200 of them, and as far as we can tell, they're all females.
How about you, Quinn? You ever seen a male?
I don't know. When I'm running for my life, I don't stop to look at the plumbing.
We have. Alex discovered it about 2 years back. She worked it out of the fire and the glands.
Two glands in the mouth. Secrete separate chemicals, yeah.
That's right. Combined an exhalation, natural napalm.
Yeah. We had a chemical engineer. He's dead now. That was his theory.
We figure they're like fish. The females spawn the eggs. One male passes over and fertilizes thousands.
See what she said, Quinn? One male. That's why we never see any others, because there's only one. Now, we tracked the epidemiology of these things, and we found out where they're from, and that is why we're here.
We kill the male. We kill the species.
We're going to London.
Good luck. It's that way.
No. I need soldiers. Quinn, are you listening to me? I need men.
Men from Pembury went to London, and maybe she's right, because they disturbed something. 90 of them died. And then it backtracked them to their fortress. And you haven't seen destruction like that, Van Zandt. Not even in this world.
So we walk over dead men.
Not with my people, you won't. I've got a castle full of them. And I'm trying to keep them alive.
You're just letting them die slower.
I said no. I made a mistake letting you through those gates. I saw something in your eyes. I thought it was all. I was wrong. It's madness. You're insane, and I want you out before you do more damage.
Look out the window. Eden's not burning, it's burnt.
Why don't you want to go? What happened there?
My mother was working on a railway tunnel. Project engineer, she died there, okay?
You've seen it, haven't you?
Quinn! Trouble.
There's nothing magical about them. They're made up of a collection of organs. They have a mind, a heart, and a liver. You take out one of these, you bring down the beast. Is that it? Four of you?
Eddie, what are you doing? You got kids, man.
That's why I'm going, Creedy. That's why.
The volunteer section of this campaign's now over. It's time for the draft. Tito, Meade, get the six strongest men they have and load them up.
Right.
Dig your own holes. Die in them.
Oi! I said no!
No, Quinn!
Get out of my way, Quinn.
Ah!
Killed you. He doesn't feel things. That's the only way he can do what he does. Here, take this. Iodine. Hurts like hell, but it kills anything.
Too busy to say goodbye. You're not my father. You can't stop me, Quinn. I can be an archangel. Gideon says he'll teach me.
17 seconds. Did he tell you that's how long they live?
Not the good ones. Gideon's an 8-year veteran. At least they're still killing him.
A couple of years, Jared. That's all I'm asking for. Give me that. After that, you'll be old enough and you can lead them. That's what I want. Out of everyone, you're the best.
It's a waste of time, Quinn. All of it.
I'm not your father. I can't lock you in. I can't make you stay. And if you think you're man enough to speak like that, then I guess you're man enough to go.
Goodbye, Jared. You look after yourself.
Dragon smells like shit. Are you gonna burn it?
I love it. They hate the smell of their dead. It's the only thing that scares them. Might buy us a couple of days.
Sorry, Quinn.
So am I. It's time I was thinking I got rid of you for sure.
This looks like Pembry. You want to turn back?
Nukes must have done this.
Nukes didn't do this.
Should we set the triangulators?
No time.
Man the 50 cal, lock and load, cut the engines and take your positions.
You heard him? Lock and load! Let's move! Let's move!
Setting us up.
read me? Isaac, can you hear me?
One pass. He flew over just once. The castle.
Clean it up. Crazy!
What do we do when we wake?
He lies on the sky.
What do we do? What do we...
What do we do when we sleep?
Keep one eye on the sky.
What do we do when we see him?
Jared.
I salvaged what I could from your armory. We got one rifle, two automatics, two crossbows, and explosive heads.
You, me, and Alex, down the coast in the chopper. Stay tied to the cliffs. The Thames will take us right into the heart of London. I know where he lives. Magic hour. You say that's when they're the weakest. We'll see.
You're going home.
Jared?
Yeah, Quinn?
You keep him safe.
Thank you.
this town's gone to hell.
They must have heard us coming.
What's stopping them?
It's not us. Either way, we gotta get in there.
Come on, guys, we're outnumbered, hundreds to three.
They know the city from the sky down. I know it from the bottom up. If we can get in quiet, I can sneak us into some tunnels. That should get us close. Now we've got him outnumbered 3-1.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Quinn, you lead. We follow.
Underground passage leads to the construction site. Down here.
Tunnels lead to this shaft. Leads up to a square. There used to be buildings up there. If they're still around, could be good coverage.
Shaft goes to the street, that's where we take. Alex, give me the sticks.
Quinn, these are highly volatile heads. You fire them with your crossbow. Now what you got? He knows we're here. How tall is that shaft?
150 feet.
All right. Here's the plan. When we get to street level, we gotta bring that bull's ass to the ground, and I'm gonna take care of that. Now, one shot's gonna kill him, and it's gonna be with this. He only exposes his chest before he breathes fire. Now, these are magnesium-tipped C4 arrows, and they only fly about 50 feet, so when you fire, you gotta be standing in the furnace. So do not hesitate. If you do, we die.
No.
It was your idea to come to London.
thought it'd be at 3,500 feet.
Yeah, I thought I'd have over 200 men with me right now. Life's got a funny way of turning that different, though, don't it? Yeah. See the rail car? Give us a better view. Move. Drop your packs, weapons only.
Thank you.
What are we gonna do?
I lost the explosives. We're gonna find them.
Keep going! Go to the other side!
Thought you could do it. And you did. Come on.
Well, what's the problem?
They're speaking French.
But don't come to me. I'm lousy at French.
They want to speak to the person in charge.
Well, that'll be you then. Just keep them talking. Get us a good bottle of wine or something. Go on now.
Thanks, Quinn.
Go on, all of you.
Thanks, all right.
Cheers.
Well done.
You think it'll last?
I don't know. It's been, what, 3 months since we saw the last one? If they come, they'll burn, we'll build. Maybe I'll just kill them.
And here I thought optimism was against your nature.
It's a recent development.
Well, here's to evolution.
Thank you.
this place.